844-436-THE-IRA. Hit the home run of your life with St. Louis's trusted investment advisory firm.
360-IRA?
You got it.
Advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
This is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry-Free Show.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from the retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgregg.com. That's steveandgregg.com.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Hey, Greg Carney here. Coming up Thursday the 30th, we head back to Encore Consignment Gallery. Love for you to swing by for our remote. We'll be there noon to 3. It's in the heart of town and country in the Lamp and Lantern Village. Encore Consignment Gallery, home decor that you'd love to have in your house. We always leave with something when we go there as well. So come check out the 10,000 square foot showroom and our live broadcast Thursday the 30th. From noon till 3.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
Oh, wait, that's me.
So join his partners and cheer.
A fatty corpuscle.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 28th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Amini's. What a store. What a terrific store. No, nothing else like it. Unless you go to Kansas City, there's another Amini's there. We'll tell you a little bit about what's in the store, why you might want to visit them, especially now if you're interested in furniture. Furniture inside your house or furniture outside your house. They have both. But they only carry one kind, the best of the best. No junk, no mediocrity at Amini's. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
Let me see who's running the control board today. Every day when I come in, a little behind-the-scenes information, they leave an envelope, and it tells me who's running the control board today. So,
you're just going to open and read that now?
Yeah.
2 hours into the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been sitting here wondering who's running the control board. It's Eon the Peon, that's what it says in here. Hey. Well, it's you.
Wow.
Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive some money
you stumbled
from your 401k, then it is a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Someone is in the house with his trouser mouse. I believe it's Dan Strauss. Dan, how's it going?
Hey, that's me.
Yeah.
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also kind, yes.
And Rat Boy is interested in going to Amini's, and he wants to know if they have... What kind of furniture?
Cheese.
What's cheese? I'm cheese furniture. What does that even mean? Is it made out of cheese? Or, oh, wait, he's trying to tell me. It's furniture that you use to cut what?
Cheese.
To cut cheese, like a cutting board.
Oh.
Like a cheese cutting table. I don't think so. I don't think there's such a thing.
He likes to cut the cheese.
He sure does. He sure does. Would you please let these people know how much you appreciate them? And I'm talking, of course, about Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Thank you.
As I said, we're brought to you today by Amini's in Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome. There's a big sale going on now, up to 50% off select patio and indoor furniture, as much as 50% off. This is the place, and I say that because I can't think of anywhere else in the St. Louis area where you'll go and find this much great patio furniture, best patio furniture made in the world. Yes, there are knockoff, look-alike pieces of furniture out there all over the place. You know, there's a big difference in a fire pit that Amini's will sell and one that blank discount will sell or something Mart will sell. Big difference. Just like there's a big difference in, you know, look, you can buy a recliner. I've seen recliners on sale for $99. What the heck kind of recliner could that be for $99? And I've seen recliners for $1,000. Well, there must be a reason there's a difference in price. Same is true of patio furniture. The patio furniture that's really, really cheap is cheap because that's the way it's made, and you will replace it. You might not get one full season out of it sometimes. But when you buy good stuff, quality stuff, it's going to last. And that's what they sell, and that's all they sell at Amini's. No junk. Indoor furniture. More of it now than ever before. They're really getting into the dining room, you know, bedroom, living room, and accessories at Amini's. And they still have that fantastic lighting, that little Jaffe lighting section upstairs. And don't worry, all that other stuff that I really like is still there. The pinball machines, the arcade games, the pool table, shuffleboard, you get it, foosball, jukeboxes, it's all there. Great store, fun store. And check their website, because now you can save yourself some money on some terrific furniture. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. You want a bonus joke?
Yes. Sure.
Guy sends this to me. He says, guy lives out on a farm, and he sends his buddy a picture of a new barn that he's building, and it looks like a Mormon church. And his friend says, well, it's funny you should say that. He said, there's a sheltered workshop nearby, and I've been using the barn for choir practice, and afterwards, these Amish people, I would feed them donuts and Coke until I found out that some of the Amish people, they wouldn't drink Coke, and some were diabetic, and they wouldn't eat donuts, so I'd give them apples and Tab Cola. Now they're known as the Moron Tab and Apple Choir.
No.
Oh, good.
Now, see, I don't think it's a, thank you. Thank you, Barry, for sending that. That's an old joke. I told it many, many years ago.
Is that the Barry that we know?
No, this is not that Barry. This is Barry, whose nickname is Doc. So thank you, Doc. Let's call him Doc. And I'm just going to interject this. It's join Jim Hewer and me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how many times do we have to go over this before the station finally fixes it? Okay, that was a sidebar. What I'm about to tell you, I saw this morning on the news, and it actually did not surprise me. Nothing much does anymore. There's a judge who has just allowed an Oregon resident to be legally declared genderless. He's 27 years old. His name is Patrick Ealo,
and he wants to go from male to, and here's the word, agender, A-G-E-N-D-E-R, like asexual. Mm-hmm. The world, let me make this official announcement, the world has gone insane.
But what does that mean?
Who knows?
Agender, so he's going to be...
Legally, the judge made it, it's official, that he now is and can be listed as, if he fills something out, it says male or female, he can scratch it out and put agender, and he also, the judge, allowed him to switch his name to a single word, Patch. His name is Patch now.
Patch?
Not Patrick Aiello. It's Patch, and he's agender. This same judge, the same judge last June permitted a retired Army sergeant named Jamie Shoup to identify legally as neither male nor female and legally change his sex status to non-binary. He is, his gender is non, he's non-binary is his gender status. What is going on?
Is that like gender fluid?
I have no...
that's a term, gender fluid.
Yeah, that means they can't go back and forth. Isn't that bisexual? What the heck's the name? Gender fluid is like, I like girls, I like boys.
I want to be a boy,
why are we giving these people the time? These people are just tying up the courts and the lawyers. Holy cow. So they can be agender or non-binary gender. Mm. Now, Peon gave me an interesting article. Dan, Peon can't answer this because he saw the article. Dan, how do you think you can determine whether or not a person will use self-checkout? When I think of self-checkout, I think of Lowe's for some reason because right there at the end. What do you think will help determine whether or not somebody is going to go to the self-checkout or not? And when I read this, I thought this makes perfect sense.
Wow. Would they have...
And you probably want to say, well, they only have three things. And
yeah, I was going to say
No, it's all about whether or not you're an introvert or an extrovert. Extroverts like to talk to people.
Oh.
So they want to go over and chat it up with the cashier.
That is me. I am a total introvert.
No, you are an introvert.
I try to go through that self-checkout every time I can.
So you don't have to talk to people.
Yes.
You really are.
Paul Harris and I are very similar in that way. We love, especially some businesses now, that you can order on the app and have it already paid and walk right in, and it's sitting on a shelf for you. That is my ideal situation.
The opposite of you and Paul would be John Landoff or Tom Price.
Yes.
They speak to every single person. I mean, from the parking lot to the store. Hey, how's
you're,
it
well,
going?
You're kind of like
from?
That, too, to an extent.
No, I'm not.
Well,
no.
To an extent, not as bad. Yeah, those two are, yes.
If I'm in
type
a place, I try to avoid actually even being there. Now, if I'm there, I'll talk to some people, but you are. People have no idea. You really are private and quiet.
If yes. I go through the self-checkout, I'll talk to the person that's actually running the self-checkout.
Well, there's a surprise.
Dan is, yes, as but, extrovert as they
there's
get.
There's a surprise.
Dan.
But I usually never go, especially if I have some sort of fruit or some vegetables in a bag or something like that where you have to put it on and weigh it and all that mess.
Do. No, yeah.
Where do you have to weigh that self-checkout? I've never
right on the scanner.
Yeah.
I've never done
actually,
that.
On the fruit and vegetables now, they have a barcode where you don't even really have to know the code. You just scan the barcode and then just set it right on the scanner.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've never done self-grocery checkout. It's usually
a
hardware store.
I love it.
Because I have like three little things. I got a halogen bulb and, you know, whatever. A little pack of screws. I don't want to stand and wait behind people. So I'll do that.
I get irritated at the people that don't know what they're doing, though. They get up there and they act like they've never done it before.
Maybe
like,
they haven't done it before.
Why are you going through? I know, but why would you go through that?
I like the people that get up there and everything. They have this huge cart full of stuff, and everything's almost finished, and then they wait to start writing out a check. And they pay with the check.
We've talked about this before.
But they completely wait until instead of having the check written out and ready to go and just put in the...
Because it would be easy to do.
I know.
You already have it filled out.
Yeah.
All you got to put in is the amount.
Yeah.
No, I agree. But and look, I'm a cash guy. I like cash. I get it. Not everybody carries cash. But for goodness sakes, people, I was at an unnamed drugstore not long ago. And this woman is running her credit card. It's that chip thing you stick it in and
yeah.
for a chapstick. It was one chap. Don't you have a dollar like in your pocket?
No, I know some people that never carry any cash. They only use their card for stuff.
And then of course that's always the one where they go, "I'm sorry, reinsert the card."
Yes.
It did. It's a chapstick. I actually one time paid for the person in front of me. It was 89 cents or something, because I was in a really big hurry. And I said, "Can I buy this for you? I hope you don't mind. I got to get out of here." And they go, "Sure." I threw a dollar down and took off. I had to go. I was late for something. Two dates to remember: the trivia night for Window World. That is May 20th. It's a Saturday night. I'll be hitting you up for more money there. Hey, we're going to win this again. This show's going to win this.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even gotten close to begging for money or selling spaces at the table. And I think I've already got like $2,800. So I think that's going to happen. And the golf tournament, September 15th, I'm already getting emails from people going, "Hey, where's the info? How do I sign up?" I don't have it yet. I just know the date. And we did this last year, and it was a huge success. All the profits go to Backstoppers. I will host it, if you want to call it that. And Dan's going to play, and Peon's going to play. And it'll be September 15th. That's a Friday. I'm sure the shotgun start will be at noon. That's all I know. As soon as we have it all, I'll tell you this. I know you'll go to KTRS.com, and it'll all be there. But when you can do that, I will let you know. And as always, we could use some new advertisers, people for me to speak for. I'd like to have about three of those. So if you're listening and you have a business and you're tired of wasting your money and throwing it away places where it's not working, you get a hold of me. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. The Jay Randolph Tribute is coming up April 6th. That's getting closer. You can find that information at KTRS.com. And an interesting email. That was part of another email I read, yesterday. And in his email, this guy says, "Finally, I have a question." He says, "You ever considered just going to a webcast and leaving KTRS? The commercials have gotten completely out of hand. It's not just that there are too many. They're terrible." And then he gets into specifics, and I'm not going to do that. Because he starts really tearing into one person in particular and specific commercials. And he says, "Seems to me that if you went online, you could increase the total time of the show, have fewer commercials." And I called.
Wait a minute.
I called.
Increase the time of the show.
What?
Oh, you know what?
What is he talking about?
That would mean more work.
Oh, I guess. Oh, yeah. But, yeah.
He means time on the air as opposed to breaking phone.
Yeah.
And I called him back and explained it to him. And when I did, he said, "It makes perfect sense." Here's the problem. Peon and Dan and I all know more than one person in radio who tried to do it online,
mm-hmm.
and it did not work. Not one of them is still working. Now, they did it because they had to, because they lost their jobs. And I know a couple people that did it because they thought, "Well, I'm leaving. I'm going to do my show online." You can't make any money.
I know someone that created an entire radio station, a classic rock station.
I know who you're talking about.
And the whole thing just went by the wayside. Yeah.
You cannot make any money. But because right now, most of you listening are listening in your car, and most people in cars don't listen through an app, or they listen to the station. And we lose, my best guess would be 85% of our audience if we did that. So I appreciate, and as far as the commercials and content, we have nothing. I get, every day, I get emails about that and complaining. Don't complain to me. Here's my advice. Don't even complain to the station. I don't think it'll do any good. Complain to the company whose commercial it is. Tell them you can't stand it, and you actually won't even go there because of their commercials. That's how I feel about Flo and Progressive Insurance. I can't stand them, and I don't want Progressive because of that. So if you'll contact the actual sponsor and say, "I am so sick of that horrible commercial." If enough people did that, they'll get it changed. That's the only way you're going to get it changed. And we have no, here's the other thing, we have no control over anything but this very show. The commercials that I don't do, I can't control. But the truth is that the amount of commercial time here has not really increased. The number of commercials has increased. Because now, instead of just doing, I've mentioned this before, instead of just doing 60-second commercials, they do 30s, they do 15s, they do 10s, they do 5s. So where you used to, you would have heard 4 commercials, it's very possible you could hear 10. So the perception is there are more commercials. Now, and one last thing. I've had people ask me about, well, how come you don't come on till 5:15 or so? Why don't you come on at 5:06 or 3:06? That's my call. That's on me. But there's a good reason for it. If we came on at 3:06 or came out of the news at 5:06, I'd have to stop and go, we'll be right back at about 11 or 12 after. I like to have a block, like fit right now, 15, 20 minutes where we can just talk, take calls, and open it up. So that's just me shifting and arranging things so we can have bigger chunks of time to talk to you and for you to talk to us. I have to make this one quick. Crayola will announce Friday the color that they are retiring from the box. Dan Strauss, how many?
Oh.
And again, I can't ask Peon because, Peon, you saw this.
Right.
In fact, you gave me this. But Peon, do you remember in the article how many colors Crayola has? Don't say it. Do you remember the number?
Yes.
Okay, you're out. Dan, how many colors do you think are in the big Crayola box?
Oh,
different colors.
Goodness. The big Crayola box?
Yeah, different colors. How many?
Oh, 82.
120 colors.
Wow.
I didn't even know you could come up with 120 colors. And they're going to tell us which one they're going to retire. Wouldn't it be great if they retired, like, red or blue,
well,
a major color?
They're retiring one out of the 24 box.
Right. You're right.
Yes, because I think that's the biggest box. I know they have a 64. They have a bunch of different count.
The last retirement was 03. They got rid of Blizzard Blue, Magic Mint, Teal Blue, and Mulberry. In 1990, they got rid of, it was a color called Green Blue. And there was one called Orange Red and one called Orange Yellow, Violet Blue, Maize, Lemon Yellow, Blue Gray, and Raw Umber. What the heck color is that? So Friday is the big announcement. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
The boy is with his dad at a horse auction, and he's watching his dad very closely. You'll start to see this, Peon. Archie, he'll watch everything you do. He'll see you. I almost said he'll see you wash your car. You ain't gonna do that.
That's a good one.
I used to watch my dad wash the car, and I couldn't wait. Poor Archie, he'll never know how to wash a car.
That's what the rain is for, son.
Yeah. So this kid, but he will. He'll start watching stuff you do and try to imitate you and be. It's fun. So this little kid, Larry, we'll call him, give him a name, goes to a horse auction with his dad. And he's watching his dad go from horse to horse, and his dad runs his hands up and down the horse's legs and runs his hand over the horse's butt and the chest, very slowly stroking and feeling. And he says, Dad, why are you doing that? He said, well, son, he said, when I'm buying a horse, I have to make sure they're healthy and they're in good shape. And the kid said, oh, no. Oh, no. He goes, what is it? What is it, Larry? He goes, Dad, I think the UPS guy wants to buy Mom.
All righty, let's check on traffic right now. Here's Jim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, downtown, not much of a change. You're still running slow from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound Highway 40, westbound from Grand out through McCausland. You had that earlier accident that still has some slow traffic from Lindbergh out through Highway 270. Southbound 270 looks like it's some slow pockets from Ladue, Olive Ladue area down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44 still jamming up Kings Highway. That goes through Shrewsbury as they've got that lane shift there. They're going to take the overpass down at the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad there. So that'll be on where ongoing work for quite a while. If you are up in North County, things are slowing on eastbound Highway 270 east of McDonald through 170. This traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Right now at Firestone, buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires and get a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland with your Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Airborne Traffic.
I'm Jim Hewer, inviting you to listen to The Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9, Monday through Friday, on the Big 550, KTRS.
Trial lawyers continue their attacks on Missouri companies, scaring off new investment and jobs. For years, Missouri's legal landscape has tilted in favor of the trial lawyers, with their lobbyists and their money, as they've conspired to gain more and more control over our legal system. Today, St. Louis is called the number one judicial hellhole. We should be embarrassed if we let the trial lawyers continue to exploit Missouri's one-sided legal system. It's an outrage. It's wrong, and it hurts Missouri families. Picking the pockets of companies and working families and driving employers and jobs out of our state? Missouri needs to be the show-me state, not the shakedown state. We need to take away the power of the trial lawyers and their special interest cronies. Call 573-751-2000 today. Tell your legislators they need to reform our legal system and make us proud of Missouri again. Paid for by Missouri Rising.
Cross the wide Missouri.
In the Missouri River Valley, west of St. Louis on Highway 94, you'll find the Yellow Farmhouse Vineyard and Winery, which rises to the hilltop with a panoramic view. Throw a blanket down on Picnic Hill and enjoy a picnic spread with a bottle of Yellow Farmhouse wine. Or walk downhill to the new events pavilion. Enjoy the wines and an afternoon of live entertainment. Yellow Farmhouse's tasting room is open Friday, Saturday, and Sundays, where their staff will assist you with a friendly smile. Upcoming events include Yellow Farmhouse Winery opening weekend, Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2nd. And on April 8th, there's barrel tasting in the Wine Country Market. To get to Yellow Farmhouse Winery, exit I-64 West at Highway 94 and proceed 9.3 miles to Yellow Farmhouse Vineyard and Winery. Online at yellowfarmhousewines.com.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-614-0789 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-614-0789 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free meal, coming to the St. Louis area. Call 800-614-0789. That's 800-614-0789 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, "Hey, I've been thinking about you," which is good because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, "Hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation Porta Potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was." That's right. R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Radiant Research is conducting a clinical research study for men and women ages 18 to 75 who have symptoms of the common cold to participate in a study evaluating an investigational nasal spray. Qualified participants ages 18 to 75 who report new symptoms of the common cold that started within the last 48 hours will receive all study-related care and the investigational nasal spray at no cost and may be compensated up to $100 for study-related time and travel. To learn more, call Radiant Research at 314-797-4710. That's 314-797-4710.
RTP and Husqvarna are celebrating spring by giving you green. When you purchase a qualifying Husqvarna powered by Honda Walkmower at RTP from April 1st through June 15th, you'll receive a $50 mail-in rebate. With powerful Honda engines, 3-in-1 cutting systems, and all-wheel drive capability, Husqvarna Walkmowers deliver superior performance and features for a beautiful lawn you'll be proud of. To purchase your Husqvarna mower or have one serviced, visit RTP at 427 West Outer Road in Valley Park or call 636-825-8300.
Hi, I'm Dan for Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, here to share the easiest way to buy tires. Come to Dobbs. With the best tire brands and the biggest inventory, you'll get your tires the same day at the lowest price, guaranteed. Next time you need tires, get into Dobbs.
The only thing I love more than chocolate is a great deal. So was I ever pleased when I clicked on GoToDobbs.com. Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers has great deals on brand name tires and expert auto service. See for yourself the sweet deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com today.
Welcome to the world of Triad Bank. Triad's philosophy is to be the single point contact for every client's financial need, from sophisticated cash management programs to your child's first savings account. Triad Bank's response to all of your business, personal, and family interests will be swift and always in your best financial interest. Located on Clayton Road, just west of the Clayton and Lindbergh intersection, right across from the Frontenac Plaza. Welcome to the world of Triad Bank. Your business, your family, your bank.
Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym. It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
All right, what do you say? This didn't work out very well yesterday. We couldn't get Mr. Evans to answer. Sometimes, young people, when you drink a lot of wine, you fall asleep. I haven't introduced you yet. You can't say anything. You get sleepy and you doze off and you don't hear your phone ring. And it's just to let you know that's what happens sometimes. You start drinking a lot of wine. We're going to Southern California to check in with Mike Evans, who obviously is awake and did answer the phone today. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're on the east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards are always, any time of year, any time of the year, a good idea from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. And now, here's Mike Evans. Here's Mike Evans. See, that's just childish behavior. Okay.
What's I don't going appreciate on? You calling me childish.
What's going on?
I don't appreciate it.
Okay.
Do I apologize?
No, I'm okay. I'm okay means okay.
Oh.
I understand.
How about a pop quiz?
Okay.
Name the name of Geraldo Rivera's best friend. Talk almost every day, often have other families meet and have outings together. Geraldo Rivera's best friend, Benicio del Toro. Antonio Banderas.
What's wrong with your voice?
Carlos Santana. Cheech Marin. I got 6 love nuggets. Is it true? Tom Cruise and Crown star Vanessa Kirby are engaged, and Tom says he'd like to have another child. Well, I sure hope that he spends more time with this new kid that he has with Suri, who's basically ignored because of Scientology.
I'd like to hear the blockbuster story one day that John Travolta and Tom Cruise are engaged.
Yeah,
that's the one I'm waiting for.
I bet you John Travolta would scream, "Move the guy, move the guy, move the guy, move the guy."
Wow, that's a good impression.
Thank you. Ben Affleck is out of rehab, back with Jennifer Garner.
Aww.
And the kids and Jennifer and Ben together attended church last Sunday, and they plan to renew their vows with family and friends this summer.
That is Norman Rockwell beautiful. It just is.
It really is.
Oh, man.
Look for Katy Perry.
Yeah.
To take a page from Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And write a tell-all song about her busted relationship with John Mayer, and I hear it won't be pretty. Old girlfriends are coming out of the woodwork to tell their stories about how they were mistreated and abused by Terrence Howard, the actor, just exactly like the stories of his ex-wife in court. I don't like Terrence Howard.
I don't either.
Something slimy about
that. Yeah, there's something sneaky, yes. Quietly sneaky about
it. Sneaky's the right word.
I like Clint Howard much better.
Oh, that's a great actor.
Well, absolutely. And there's a lot more talent there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen Clint in some of his roles?
Oh, yeah. Heck,
and
yeah.
Take a list. Look at list of all the movies he's been in.
Yeah.
He must be good.
That's right. Last Love Nugget and a New York Post headline. Uma Abedin has moved back in with pervert husband Anthony Weiner.
You got to be kidding me.
I kid you not. And the very day that she did it, she moved back in, Vogue magazine canceled their job offer for her to write a monthly column.
Oh.
Well, folks, if you ever get a chance, watch the biography, the documentary, rather, just called Weiner. It is, you will not believe how good it is, and it's all real footage following him around. And then you'll wonder, how could she ever go back to this pervert?
New York Post headline screams, she can't let go of
the wiener. That's a good one.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Another horrible fall show coming up. Another JonBenet Ramsey miniseries.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, let that it's been 20 years. Let it go.
Enough is enough, as someone once said.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just make that up?
Yep.
Enough is enough.
Right.
Wow.
It's going to catch on.
Best friends who host weekly dinner parties. I think it'd be kind of cool to sit in with these guys. They're best friends. Jack Black.
Yep.
Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Tina Fey.
Yep.
And Diane Keaton.
Except for her, I would like
to. Oh, I love Diane Keaton.
I do not like her.
I know you don't like her, but I think she's great. Why don't you like her? Every time I see her, she's always house friend.
I know, she likes
me.
I can't explain it. There's something about her.
She's attractive.
Yeah, she's not unattractive. I don't know. I can't explain it. That's
just don't like her.
Some people you just, I don't know. And others you do, and you watch anything they're in, like Denzel Washington or Kevin Bacon. But if I see she's in something, to me, she's an actress that primarily women are drawn to and will watch anything she's in. It's just me.
Do you know who my favorite actor is?
No.
Michael Shannon.
Oh, that guy.
I just love anything he does.
No, I agree. I'll watch anything he's in.
Yeah, he's just great.
Yeah, well, thanks so much.
I knew it. You know where I first saw him? Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, yeah.
He was that crazy FBI agent.
Oh, yeah. Is it true? NFL owners have agreed Colin Kaepernick will not be with any team when the season starts. That almost sounds like collusion, though.
Good. Good.
Doesn't it?
Not surprising.
But not surprising. Okay, so coming to your neighborhood grocery store within a year, I've seen that this from Japan. It's called Easy Shopper. When you go to the grocery, you get your cart. They look a little different. They definitely look different. They're smaller, more compact. Every item that you pick up in the store, you run it by the scanner on your cart. Drop it in your cart. When you finish shopping, you go to a pay station. You roll your cart into this little like a cubby, and insert your credit card. And the bottom slides out, and all your groceries go into a bag, and it pushes a bag to you, and you walk out, and you haven't seen it or talked to anybody, and you're out of there.
Now, how can it bag your groceries? What about eggs and stuff? How can they slide into a bag?
They do. They sort of slide and get pushed into. I imagine eggs could be a problem, but I watched three different people get groceries in this video that I got.
I got to tell you something. We're eventually losing all human contact with each other. I went to a movie theater in Kansas City. You never deal with one human being. popcorn is automated. Oh, man. And you get to the end, you pour your own soda, and you pay in the movie. If you listen to me,
I love it.
He hates people. He hates interacting with people. But, yeah, there were people there in case something broke down or wasn't working or you needed help. But it was pretty much all automated.
Oh, man, I don't like that because that takes away from, like, kids for jobs and stuff like that.
I agree.
Retail clerks union is not going to be happy when every grocery store has this system.
No.
Well, yeah, Dan, you can't go in and
Teamsters union is not going to be happy when we have driverless over-the-road tractor-trailer trucks.
Yeah.
There's a thought.
Yeah, there you go.
Dan can only scam humans. He can't scam a computer, so he doesn't like that.
That's true. Oh, Dan's a counterfeiter, Mike. He's gone to the ball game and made a fake armband to get up into the suites.
No, they're not fake. No,
oh,
they're real.
Sorry.
They're I don't real think from that's right.
A game
no,
long
Mike, you're
ago.
Right. It's not right.
Maybe.
And finally.
I knew it. I was afraid it was true, and it was true that it's over.
In the name of Geraldo Rivera's best friend, talk every day. Is it Benicio del Toro? Antonio Banderas, Carlos Santana, Cheech Marin.
I'll say Cheech.
Carlos Santana.
I will also say Carlos Santana.
What's wrong with your voice?
I'm talking the Spanish accent because women love it.
Yeah.
No, I take back. No, I go with Carlos Santana.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
The answer is Cheech Marin.
I got a
bet. Isn't it Marin?
Yeah, it's Cheech Marin. Not Marin.
You know, I'm not sure.
I think it's Cheech Marin.
We'll look into that.
I had to wait until he was on.
Yeah.
We will look into that. I have one little bit of business to do, and I'm happy to do it. Because it's a bit of business for the longest running advertiser we have on this show, American Equity Mortgage, been with us for over 25 years, somewhere in there, right at 25, just under, just over, it doesn't matter, it's a long time. And the only reason they've been with us a long time is because hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you, apparently, when you have contacted them, you've told them your AM and the PM. Let's keep that up. Let's keep that going. We need that. Thank you for that. You're buying a house, you're looking at a house, come time for the mortgage, a lot of people would want that mortgage business. Everybody wants to give you and offer you your loan. You want to make sure you get that mortgage with somebody who will work hard to get you the best rate that you can get based on your credit history, and that would be American Equity Mortgage. And you homeowners already know some of the advantages of owning your own home. No landlord. You can hang whatever pictures you want to hang. You can have a nice lawn or a crappy lawn, or you can, yeah, some advantages. But one of the other great advantages is that equity in that house is it gives you terrific borrowing power. They'll tell you how that works, called a home equity loan. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Time for a final check on traffic this evening with Tim Weiland.
I'm with you guys. I think it's Cheech Marin, but he's thinking of Marin County, California.
Oh, yeah.
Don't try to make excuses for him. He messed up.
Just trying to think of logically wise. Boy, traffic is thinning out in a lot of the areas. Southbound 270, just a little bit heavy. The Clayton Road overpass down through Manchester. Eastbound Highway 270 looks pretty good. It was just a little heavy right at Lindbergh to 170. We've got a report of an accident on eastbound Highway 40 downtown at 6th Street. It looks like southbound 55 is a little heavy from the Poplar Street Bridge out through Park, and then things open up. If you're traveling westbound Highway 40, you're back to the normal slowdown of Kings Highway through McCausland. This traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Right now at Firestone, buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires and get a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland with your Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Airborne Traffic.
Revolutionary Arm & Hammer Slide, a non-stick clumping litter, slides right out of the litter box with no scrubbing or scraping and provides the confidence of a 7-day odor-free home guaranteed.
Hey, this is Doug McKelvin. For the past 22 years, you may have heard me somewhere else on the dial, but now, after a year of, let's call it a vacation, I'm glad to be here on locally owned and operated KTRS. Why is that? Well, the Big 550 KTRS is the talk of St. Louis, as opposed to other stations that have personalities pontificating to the whole country via satellite from New York or perhaps even Miami. We talk about what you want to talk about. After all, you live here, and so do we. Join the conversation. The Big 550 KTRS.
The new $10 chicken share is KFC's new bucket for two. So grab someone you want to share chicken with and share chicken. KFC, it's finger looking good.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
It's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym. It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
A good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where MyPillow comes in. And now for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special tab, and use the promo code SKY. That's promo code SKY. Or call 1-800-635-1825 now. That's 1-800-635-1825 to take advantage of this four-pack special. You'll get 40% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com with the promo code SKY. Better sleep starts with MyPillow.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Four domestic-related shootings in less than 2 months. What the experts say about leaving an abusive relationship before it's too late.
Public safety, I think, is a generic term that's applicable to much of what government does.
The Chesterfield mayor speaks out why he says county residents should vote no on Prop P next Tuesday.
Two fire departments, a home remodeler, and the Home Depot all going to bat for a police officer and his special needs daughter. Wait until you see what it's going to look like when they're finished.
But first on Fox 2 News at 6, domestic violence played a role in the shooting deaths of three people overnight in the St. Louis area. A domestic dispute turned into a murder-suicide last night in Glasgow Village in North County. McKinley Jackson was arguing with Sheena.